Now to something we don't talk about every day. Indeed, I've never talked about it before in my life. A new book called The Heart of the Flower has big, full frontal, colour shots of 50 different vaginas. The authors say that they want women to see that their vagina, no matter what it looks like, is totally normal. It's been produced in response to concerns about the rise in cosmetic genital surgery, known as labiaplasty or labiaplasty. This report from Caitlin Sorey begins with one of the women featured in the book who at one time contemplated plastic surgery herself.
I guess it's about being the ideal woman. It's like, you know, why does any woman want any form of plastic surgery? It's because they want to be, you know, a more perfect version of themselves. And I had this idea that this was the perfect version of a vagina, and I didn't have that. So I wanted the perfect version.
Katie's one of the models in a new book called The Heart of the Flower, which shows 50 vaginas from women of all ethnicities and ages. Katie doesn't want plastic surgery on her lady bits anymore, but it was something she contemplated for a while.
I basically felt that I might be quite unusual, so I always sort of hoped that in the future I could possibly, you know, have an operation to make me a little bit more usual.
Why were you so concerned about it?
I guess I felt that, you know, the small sort of a little bit of pornography that I had seen and magazines sort of didn't represent what I looked like. And my first sexual experience with my first boyfriend, there was a comment made to one of my friends, and that sort of the memory of that probably stayed with me for a little while, and I always sort of thought I was a little bit abnormal. So
what was said in that first sexual experience? What did your boyfriend say to your friends?
He just said that, yeah, that he thought that I had an unusual looking vagina.
And how did the friends respond?
They were fascinated, actually, being that they were both really creative people. So they used to ask me about it a lot. And yeah, they were just tease me and ask me about it and just basically pay out on me and want to know the details, which was, I guess, for a teenage girl, uncomfortable to say the least.
Some of them are hairy.
If you pick up a men's magazine with nudie pics, chances are you'll see what the industry calls a vagina that's sealed to the crease. Basically, they airbrush out the inner labia, because the classification board states that softcore porn can only show discrete genital detail. And if you watch hardcore porn, you might not see natural vaginas either. You might be looking at a girl who's had labiaplasty. Katie says once she realised this, she began to accept her own body as it is.
So when I sort of started to get a little bit more knowledge about that sort of thing, I realised that there's a lot of hypocrisy and probably not a lot of awareness in society about the reality of a woman's parts. And that was probably a little bit unfair, and probably a bit unfair for, you know, young girls growing up in society.
In 2007-2008, 1,660 women underwent surgery on their lady parts in Australia. It's hard to know how many of those operations were for medical reasons, but anecdotally, it's thought labiaplasty is becoming more popular. The authors of The Heart of the Flower, Andrew Barnes and Yvonne Lubston, who are both tantric relationship and sexuality coaches, said that they created the book so that women can see real vaginas.
Women's genitals are like fingerprints. They're as diverse as fingerprints. No two women's genitals are alike. They're very normal and they're amazing. When you look at having a labioplasty, it's really about treating a psychological problem or an issue with a physical solution. So we just hope the book gives women other choices with regards to their bodies, and we hope that that choice is self-acceptance. So the book has all the photographs of the women's genitals. There's also a section or a chapter on the anatomy and physiology. For example, most people think that the clitoris is just that cute little tip that you can see and touch on the outside. But the physical reality for every woman on the planet is that she has internal clitoral legs, she has internal clitoral bulbs that are all erectile tissue, she has a female prostate gland. These are structures that have been actually removed from anatomy and physiology textbooks in the 1800s, and in most textbooks today they still have not been drawn back in.
Vagina.
What was your specific anxieties about your vagina? What was really making you feel funny?
Well, you know, there's the term pink bits that used to upset me because I don't have pink bits. So I used to wonder, like what is that about? Like, why do people keep saying pink bits? I'm definitely not pink. So that was a worry for me. And probably just the shape. Yeah, not a typical white girl vagina that you see in, like, a People magazine or something, if you ever have the pleasure of reading one of those.
Has that impacted on your relationships with men?
Yes, it has impacted upon them, where it's just taken me a little while to get comfortable. Actually, that's probably been a really healing part of it, because, you know, I've had partners who have actually explained to me that it's completely normal and that other people look this way. What I've come to understand is any anxiety that you have about your own body, it's all moot, you know, your body just is. It's pointless to get upset and worry. Yeah, I just try to counteract my anxiety with logic. Vagina.
And that's Caitlin Sori speaking there to Katie, one of the models in a new book called Heart of the Flower that shows 50 different women's vaginas. According to the authors, the book's considered educational and therefore not pornographic. It's self-published, so if you want a copy, you'll find links on the website abc.net.au/rn/lifematters.